thermostats reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, hard time for Silk Road. The mastermind of the Silk Road Darknet was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison today. 31-year-old Ross Ulbricht, who called San Francisco home at the time of his arrest, created a criminal version of eBay that made buying illegal drugs almost as easy as clicking a mouse. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest told Ross Ulbricht he was a criminal, even though he doesn't fit the typical profile. He has two college degrees, and she brushed aside his attempt to characterize his business as a big mistake. The judge said Ulbricht's efforts to arrange the murders of five people he saw as threats to his business was proof that Silk Road had not become the world of ultimate freedom that he claimed he sought.
And now to the earthquake false alarm.
We really regret the confusion.
That's the U.S. Geological Survey, the people who monitor earthquakes, issuing a public apology. The sizable earthquake was recorded this morning in Northern California. Trouble is, no one felt the shaker, and it turns out the earth didn't move after all, at least in that location.
The alert from the U.S. Geological Survey came in during the 5 a.m. hour, a 5.1 earthquake hitting about 25 miles northwest of Redding. Radio and TV stations, including KGO, made the announcement, only to have the alert from the USGS canceled. What happened? Linda G. is with the USGS.
A magnitude 6.7 earthquake occurred in Alaska.
And that quake sent waves around the globe.
And when they have a little bit of depth, such as this event in Alaska, they can produce very impulsive arrivals.
Translation? Local sensors thought it was a local earthquake.
That's KGO 810's Mark Richards.
The earth will literally crack open. You will feel it on the East Coast.
The movie San Andreas opens in theaters tonight, a movie featuring a catastrophic earthquake rocking San Francisco and Southern California. Tonight, the people faced with responding to such a disaster received a special screening in San Francisco. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier was there and joins us live now from the update desk with the story. Brian?
Yeah, John, dozens of people turned out tonight for one of the many San Francisco screenings of the film San Andreas. And while it doesn't take somebody with a PhD to know that the science in the movie is more fiction than fact, emergency management officials are using the opportunity to remind people to have a plan in case of the big one. San Francisco Fire Chief Joanne Hayes White.
The more prepared we are as citizens and good residents of San Francisco, the quicker the first responders will be able to do their job, and the quicker the city in general will be able to get into the recovery phase.
Tonight's showing at the Presidio Theater in the Marina featured a panel discussion after the film where people could ask questions about earthquake preparedness to earthquake experts. I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
We're learning more about the indictment of former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Hastert allegedly involved in a sexual relationship with a student, a teenager, while a high school teacher. And now a second person is accusing him of sexual abuse. But Timothy Phelps says this case may be different.
We don't have a lot of detail on the second victim. But in general, the charges make clear that it goes back before the time that Hastert was in office.
Dennis Hastert was indicted this week for lying to the FBI about a $3.5 million payment he made to an undisclosed person to cover up past misconduct. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows and Solar.
What do you think are the most expensive windows that you can get in your house? It's the ones you already have.
That's right. Your old windows that let in drafts and dust and let out the heat and air conditioning you're paying for.
And in celebration of their 15-year anniversary, Bill and Kathleen are making it easier than ever before to get beautiful, energy-efficient windows.
Bill and I are so thankful that you can now have the quiet, energy-efficient, and beautiful home of your dreams.
Listen to this. When you call American Vision Windows right now, enjoy no payments and no interest for 6 months, or payments as low as $99 per month, plus free expert installation from the number one window replacement company in California, American Vision Windows. It's just what you've been waiting for. So call 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464. CSIB number 778-326, American Vision Windows, a preferred hero financing contractor. 6 months, no interest, no payments, based on approved credit. Call for details.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start near Lexington Hills on southbound 17. You got an RV that has broken down there and it's blocking the slow lane. That's got traffic stop and go almost back to Alma College Road. 580 eastbound on the Altamont pass there, you got an accident at Grantline Road. It was in the center divider. You've got traffic stop and go back to Greenville Road still. Union City, northbound 880, still trying to unwind, but it's doing better. Stop and go still. Slow to stop and go, I'll say, from just after 84 in Fremont to Industrial Parkway. There is a high wind advisory in effect right now for the San Mateo Bridge. That's helping to keep things a bit slow back to 101. Northbound 101 traffic's unwinding very nicely there from an earlier problem on the ramp to 92 eastbound. Very minor slowdowns from 92 back to Holly Street. Don't forget Toby Keith at Shoreline Amphitheater tonight. Show's probably been going for about 30 minutes now. If you're running late for the show, good news, no delays in your way at all. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's are up on the Yankees 4-0 in the fourth. Giants Braves in a tight one, 2-1 Giants top of four. Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Plenty of sun this weekend, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We're going to see a few high clouds for your Saturday, and that'll filter the sun a little bit. High temperatures will be in the low 60s to the mid 80s, so it is going to be a nice day. This is when numbers will max out. As we head towards Sunday, clouds will increase, the sea breeze will kick up, and those temperatures will fall. Upper 50s beaches to the low 80s inland.
And a chance of light rain and drizzle, or drizzle, I should say, Monday morning. Right now around the Bay Area, though, we've got just scattered clouds, 68 degrees in Livermore, 68 Fairfield, 58 in Walnut Creek, 65 in Concord, 55 Oakland, 61 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I stopped into a day.
Here we go on the Drex Radio Show. My co-host is Heather. Beautiful weekend to do some California dreaming, yes.
California drinking.
At Bottle Rock and Napa. Yeah, right.
Some
on.
Delicious
right on.
Napa wines.
Right on. And you bad boys, if you dream about bad girls, you're going to love the fact that we're going to be talking to one. Are we talking to one of the girls?
Yeah.
We're talking to one of the Bay Area Derby girls.
Huckleberry Sin.
By the way, they're second in the world. We have the all-star team. And I didn't know this was still going on. This is so much fun. So you've got the Berkeley Resistance, the Oakland Outlaws, Richmond Wrecking Bells, and San Francisco Sheevil Deads. That sounds like too much fun.
I'm really tempted. I swear to God. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be my therapy. I'm going to join,
know,
and then
right?
I'm going to be a mess.
I thought it was a 70s thing. It's not. Okay. All right. Before we do that, let's have some fun. So here's a thing. Whoopi Goldberg defends casual sex. And let's just let Whoopi do her thing.
Sometimes all you want is sex. Okay. I'm sorry. I know this is not a... And let me just reiterate by saying, as I always do, keep your emails and your tweets and stuff.
She sounds like Bill Cosby these days.
I don't care.
Doesn't she?
But, you know, I used to get in big trouble on this show all the time because I said, you know, some I don't want a relationship. Sometimes I do want sex and I don't mind a hit and run. But that's because I don't want it. I don't want to have your kids. I don't want to meet your family. I just want to get laid.
Yeah.
I stepped into a day.
That's a California dreaming.
You showed me that story.
Dreaming, yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
Is so. I can
just
tell you,
stop.
I'm just so
sex
about.
And Whoopi in the same sentence.
No,
I was
I
just
know.
Like, ugh.
Well, that's why she says don't tweet her.
I can't
or
even
don't,
handle
don't
it.
Post her. Yeah. Well, you certainly loved lifting the audio. You must agree with her. So she was talking about the survey that 40% of people are now looking for open relationships. And actually, I think what she was shocked by was the demo 18 to 35.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do you find that shocking? I don't at all. in today's world?
I mean, even some of the younger people on the panel were like, oh, well, I've had so many relationships and I'm kind of over it. And I'm going, oh, my God, so many. Talk to me. I've had so many.
Right. But I love her honesty. It's, you know, the whole thing. Look, I don't care. I don't want to meet your family. I don't want to meet your kids.
You know, what was really surprising is
and she's in
the
her 50s.
Audience reaction.
Right. Was like, yeah,
like it's all these women and they're like, woo-hoo. And I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe it wasn't, you know, crickets.
So are you in, you know, your midlife area? Are you young like this, 18, 30, 35? I mean, or, you know, at 50s, 60s? Do you agree with Whoopi? Hey, that's what time it is in my life, 8:08, 08:10. And I think, you know, let's face it. I mean, I think she's going to all of the apps and the Tinder world and all of that making references. Although I don't see her doing that. She's Whoopi, and I'm sure she has her regulars in rotation.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop talking about Whoopi and sex.
Well,
it upsets my stomach.
It's about casual sex.
I know, but her name makes me think of her, and then the word sex in the same sentence. It's just like, bleh, I don't want to, ugh.
So,
I'm sorry. That's mean, but like gross. Really. Ew.
I would agree, but you know what?
Okay, next story.
Why are you giving me a hard time? You're the one that wanted to get into the whole Whoopi having sex thing.
No, you brought that to me. Next story.
Okay. All right. So, annoying things that guys do on Tinder to Heather. How about that?
Should I open it right now?
I'll turn it upside down right now. Yes. Right back at you, Heathers. Chatting forever, but never asking you out.
Oh, God! I've had that on OkCupid. It's like,
yeah.
Did you come here for a pen pal? Because that's a different site.
I
don't know.
Now, see, I think that most guys think that women would do that, that they would want to chat forever. And they're not down with the chatting Cathy's.
You need a little bit of back and forth.
A little bit.
But then it's just like hammer time. You want to see if this works out face to face or not.
And by the way, this comes from Cosmo. So, you know, obviously chatting forever but not asking you out annoys the hell out of women. Using too many emojis instead of actual words. Does that annoy you on
Tinder?
Oh, my God.
Are you a man or a teenager?
Okay, thank you.
And write the words out, not you, letter U for you, Y-O-U. Oh, that's demented.
That's fantastic.
See, that's the type of person that doesn't even have a LinkedIn profile. You know what I'm saying?
This is why it's so great that you're single.
Yeah, I need to be single for the show.
Okay. Not furthering the conversation or only replying to messages once a day.
Oh,
because that's like texting. Sometimes people put down the phone. It's like, okay, you know what? That's what texts are for. I'll get back to you in a couple hours when I feel like answering. You know, I've got other stuff to do. There are people who get really pissed off even with texting. Well, why didn't you answer me?
If you kind of walk away from
somebody,
the table.
Right, yeah, you know, somebody walked in the house.
I have a freaking job. Yeah,
yes,
what the hell?
I have a life.
That's so interesting because you're making me realize, like, once in a while, you know, I go do something else and they're like, all right, well, I guess you're not that into me. Bye.
Exactly.
Good luck out there.
And then
bitch.
You start, right.
Or something like that, and you're like, I'm sorry, what? Hello? I just reopened it up and you're like all sad and upset or angry. Well, that's when
people,
you know, somebody's
start wondering.
Stay away. That's like the porcupine prickliness comes out and you're like, okay.
Paranoia.
That was a little weird, so I'm glad it didn't work out.
Yeah. Okay. Things that annoy, annoying things that guys do on Tinder. I'm making a joke about how dumb it would be if you would swipe left. Joke how you're dumb if you swipe left. Writing nothing in their about me section. Only using group photos as their profile picture.
Right? And you're like, okay, which one are you? I have no idea.
Why would anybody do that?
Ugh,
that
so
makes
stupid.
No, you know, I don't even play on that one. So that would be ridiculous. What's the point?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, oh, you guys come as a set? Oh, I'm having all of you?
I mean, you're going to have the class photo, the company photo. So we could have our group photo when we had our pictures taken with Chip and Ron.
Should I put
Chip
those
Franklin
all up on
Ron
Tinder?
Owens, and then it's Heather and Drex. Yes, put us all up there and see
our
what we get.
Our candle will just be KGO radio stars.
Right.
Oh, my God, that'd be funny. Just see what happens.
Annoying things guys do on Tinder. Having photos with the same woman in them. Oh, that would be weird.
so dumb.
That's a recipe for nothing.
I mean, I you can just see where guys are like, look, okay, I'm with a hot chick. This could be you, you know?
Yeah, that's rather presumptuous. And then, of course, posing with a different chick in every fro.
Same thing.
Yeah, posing with a different woman, every girl or every chick in every photo on file.
Yeah, and it could be just some girl in a bar that they threw their arm around and said, hey, let's take a selfie. And then she's scarred for life by showing up on your dating profile.
On Tinder, of all things. Okay, let's get to it. Yeah, we're going to get bad with the Bay Area Derby Girls. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Join KGOA 10 for the 34th annual Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival, Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden, and more. Kids will have a fantastic time in the Kids Zone, and admission is free. Find out more by visiting the events page at kgoradio.com. The Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce Art and Wine Festival, May 30th and 31st at Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek. From KGO 810.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. These days, it seems like there's a month for everything. Like May, it's National Bike Month, National Guide Dog Month, and even Zombie Awareness Month. But at Conklin Brothers, May is Karastan Month. Every May, we get special discounts on quality Karastan carpet and pass the savings on to our Conklin Brothers customers. And this year, we're doubling the discount on all Karastan carpets. Beautify your home now with the finest carpet made in America. And get double discount savings from Conklin Brothers. There's a Karastan carpet for every decor, from the most traditional to the latest urban chic. And Conklin Brothers is the Bay Area's number one Karastan dealer. So come get double discount savings during Karastan Month at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. Check us out online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Hi, I'm Peggy Northrup, Editor-in-Chief of Sunset. Our annual Celebration Weekend event is Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th in Menlo Park. This is the last chance to enjoy our beautiful campus and gardens before we move, so I hope you'll join me along with Sunset's editors and lifestyle experts. From cooking demonstrations by the West top chefs, including Martin Yan, Chris Cosentino, and Joanne Weir, to the Sunset Backyard Cottage and Garden, the spirit of Sunset comes to life at Celebration Weekend. For more information, visit sunset.com/CW.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show live at Lakewood in the Bay on KGO 810.
What is this? Roller derby?
Ooh. Welcome to Skate Night at the Warehouse.
The boys wanna be hurt. The girls wanna be hurt.
Clean up on aisle 5.
I just want to tell you all that you're my new heroes.
Well, put some skates on. Be your own hero.
The last time I wore skates, they had Barbies on them.
I want to be her.
Love that. Whip it.
Yes, I do.
We're number two.
From 2009. Drew Barrymore was in that movie. Juliette Lewis and Christian Wigg, right?
Kristen Wigg.
Kristen Wigg. Yeah.
And Ellen Page. That was Ellen Page. Okay. She's the main character.
All right, let's
see. And we played the number two part because we are talking to Huck Sin of Bay Area Derby Girls All-Star Team. That is number two, not in the nation.
Also known as the Bad Girls. Love that. Let's say good evening to her. And Huck, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. How are you guys?
Well, I was hoping that you would roll in here.
That's the downside of radio.
I know. But, yeah, I said to Heather, I said, well, Heather, you know, you're hell on wheels, but it would be nice if we could have the people with the skates actually on come on in here. But anyway, this will work. So tell me about the Bay Area Derby Girls.
What do you want to know?
Well, I remember roller derby and all of those things when I was younger, and I know it's become... It's has this incredible resurgence. And so tell me exactly what's going on here in the Bay Area. You guys are ranked number two in the world, which is outstanding.
Our ranking has recently changed, but aside from that, we have a really cool warehouse in West Oakland, and we have four home teams and then an all-star team and an all-star B team that are comprised of like some of the best skaters from our home teams. And, you know, we have over 100 people in our league between skaters and referees and non-skating officials. And it's a really cool organization, and we skate really hard.
Nice. How long have you been involved? Because you sound kind of young.
I'm not that young.
Oh, okay.
I'm 32, and I've been skating for 5 years, so this is my fifth season.
And then back to, like, our original question, since we're old, we remember this as a 70s type of thing. When and how did it sort of get this resurgence going, do you know?
Oh, geez. We're celebrating our 10th season this year, and we were one of the first leagues to kind of, resurge this flat track roller derby style. There was actually a league in Texas that started it, kind of brought it back into modern day. But, that has been around for 10 years now, which is really cool. And I would say that was about the same time that roller derby had its resurgence.
Well, so if I'm derby curious, what is it like to work out or join your organization?
So I'm glad you guys started with Whippet, because I have to admit a little shamelessly is that I rode the Whippet train into roller derby. You know, I saw that movie and kind of thought, you know, maybe I should see if this is going on in the Bay Area. And sure enough, it was. Now, Whippet is bank track. We skate flat track. Bank track is still around, but it's a very different game. It's kind of more of a spectacle, more so than sheer athleticism like the flat track is, but also skating with a flat track is just more economically sound. It's, you know, bank tracks are expensive and heavy and hard to transport, and so taking our flat track around is a lot easier.
Well, are you guys still very aggressive with each other?
We are. There's a lot of rules. You know, we can't punch each other in the face or elbow each other in the face. Not to say it doesn't happen, but it's not on purpose.
All right, of course not. Of course not.
Right. Seems like a great way to get your aggression out.
Well, so remind me, Huck, how do you score and what kind of a race is it? I mean, how does it exactly work?
So basically each game is 60 minutes, two 30-minute halves. And at the start, a whistle blows and there's four blockers on each team and one jammer on each team. And when the whistle blows, the jammers are trying to get through the pack and get lead jammer, because if you pass the foremost blocker first, you get lead jammer, and then you now have the ability to call off that individual jam when you see fit. So getting lead jammer is really important. What's cool about roller derby is that you're playing offense and defense almost simultaneously. Excuse me. My blockers are trying to stop the other jammer as well as help me through the pack at the same time. I'm a jammer, by the way. So,
I love this. And I'm learning all these new words, too.
And I think guys are finding it very sexy. And maybe some women, too. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole reason we do it.
Well, then let's just be honest and break it down. Yeah, bring it on. Yes.
That's true. When I looked at some of the pictures, I was like, I didn't know fishnets were part of it. But for some people, do you like to play in fishnets?
No, you know, I think fishnets are kind of a sign of where you stand these days. If you're still wearing fishnets, then you're not really taking this sport as seriously as you could.
Good to know.
So what would we be looking at? What would you be wearing?
Oh, you know, we have uniforms. I'm working with unplugging Under Armour right now. We're trying to get uniforms for our all-star team this year, and it's funny, no one in that realm, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, they don't make roller derby uniforms. We're finding track uniforms or volleyball uniforms that work for us. But yeah, we're looking for jerseys, dry fit, non-wicking, you know, that kind of.
Oh my God, you need corporate sponsorship.
Absolutely, yes. You know, somebody should really get a hold of us, and we will get a hold of you.
Totally.
Please do.
I mean, think about this.
Right.
I don't know.
We
Caviar,
need a sponsor.
Right. Uber, Lyft.
Yeah.
There's got to be something
Facebook,
in there.
Yeah, all of them.
I like this.
Apple.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Who doesn't want to see this? Tell me about your fans. I'm sure it's very intense.
You know, our fans are awesome. I think we're a little spoiled in the Bay Area. We have really beautiful venues. We play at the Richmond Craneway Pavilion frequently. It's gorgeous. It's this really cool old building with huge bay windows right on the bay. You can see San Francisco across the water. In the summertime, the sun's going down at 8:39. The sunlight streaming through these huge windows. It's just all lit up in gold light. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And we have close to 2,000 people at our bouts. So there's nothing like that, playing in front of a crowd like that,
having
your people cheering.
Let me ask you this. Is it too violent for children?
No, it's very family-friendly. I actually really encourage the kids to come, because what's really cool is that there are women of all different shapes, sizes, ages, backgrounds who are playing the sport and excelling at the sport,
right.
And it's not just one look, feel, or style. I mean, you can come into this game and be successful no matter, what your height or weight or body fat.
Yeah,
you know?
It looks like a lot of fun.
How do you feel
it
about, are rollerbladers totally lame?
Oh, yeah, totally lame. No, I mean, I used to rollerblade. It was a funny transition to go to the quads, but they're really fun. Once you figure them out, they're a blast to skate on. But
yeah.
I don't really hold rollerbladers. I'm not against
Thank you for that, because some people are so judgy, and it's like, look, we all have wheels on our feet.
Well,
what difference does
derby.
It make?
Yes,
what
the
pattern the wheels go
right,
in? Well, because
right.
I rollerblade, and I, you know, somebody was like, oh, I haven't seen those since the 90s or whatever, and I'm like,
oh, please.
Yeah, well,
run
you haven't
them.
Seen anything, pal.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yes, Heather would roll right over them. You would shove them. You would yank their hair.
Well,
yes, you would knock them out.
I am so derby curious, because I do blade, and what I do most of the time is avoid running into tourists and other people walking down the sidewalk. But here, it's encouraged running into them.
you are well on your way, but you wouldn't be allowed to wear your rollerblades.
Okay,
gotcha.
So we've got to wrap it up. But so what are your upcoming events, and how do we get tickets?
Cool. So go to our website, BayAreaDerbyGirls.com. We have a home team bout July 11th at Richmond Craneway, and we have a boot camp the first weekend of June with London, an actual team from London, the best team in London. And we played them at the end of last year's season at championship for third place, and we beat them. But they are an amazing team, and we're feeling really lucky that they're coming to run this boot camp with us. It's a 3-day boot camp. And we're covering all the bases, all the skills, and we're divvying up the workshops amongst all the players from both teams. It's going to be a really cool opportunity for anyone interested in elevating their game.
All right. Thank
Sweet.
You very much, Huck. Continued success, and we love talking to you. And sometime, I'm going to go see.
Let's go.
I want to watch.
Yes,
I want to watch.
Please
Bay Area Derby
on.
Girls.
You're going to come.
Okay, roll on, girl. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Weekend. Okay.
All right, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get to, the guy who, the bartender, convicted of manslaughter after serving a man 56 shots. 56. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show, along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
Hello there. I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence Series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpane.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard Windows.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Protesters are clashing tonight outside a Muslim mosque in Phoenix during what was billed as a free speech demonstration.
Just because you have a constitutional right to do something doesn't make it a good idea.
Tensions have been high in Phoenix for days, and not everyone is happy about the event. That was Mayor Greg Stanton. Led by a former U.S. Marine, the group is holding a cartoon drawing contest during the evening prayer outside the Islamic Center featuring the Prophet Muhammad, which is offensive to Muslims. This is similar to the gathering in Garland, Texas 3 weeks ago that ended in a deadly shootout. CNN's Sarah Seidner says organizers set out to hold a peaceful demonstration.
But they also put something on their Facebook that they hadn't had in the past. And I want to read that to you. I quote saying, people are also encouraged to come to this rally to utilize their Second Amendment rights at this event, just in case the First Amendment comes under much anticipated attack. The Second Amendment obviously being the right to bear arms.
And no evidence yet that any of those weapons have been used. One of the two Muslims killed during that Texas event 3 weeks ago was from Phoenix. Bank of America has been fined $30 million by banking regulators. B of A accused of violating consumer protections for collecting debt from people in the military. $39 an hour. That's what you have to make in San Francisco to rent even a modest apartment. This in a city, as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, where the median cost for an apartment is in excess of $4,000 a month.
Sheila Crowley with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says people really have to struggle to make ends meet.
Many people pay way more than they can afford for their housing, paying 50 or 60 or 70% of their income.
She says things need to be done on a policy level.
So if we just shifted our resources in a way that we subsidize high-income homes less, we could collect more revenue, and we would have more revenue to support housing for low-income people.
At least one measure is expected on the November ballot that would create more affordable housing in San Francisco. A construction worker is in critical condition tonight after the scaffolding he was on collapsed at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art this morning.
The worker was reported on the sixth floor and fell down an elevator shaft.
That is Jen Bellisteri with the San Francisco Fire Department. She says the call came in about 10 a.m. The man is said to have leg injuries. He's since been taken, obviously, to the San Francisco General Hospital.
We were on scene within 6.5 minutes.
Now, the museum at 3rd and Howard Streets has been closed for expansion. Cal OSHA will launch an investigation to determine what went wrong. Here's a new high-tech scam. A Ventura County man sentenced to 15 years in federal prison today for tricking and threatening teenagers into sending him naked photos and video. 24-year-old Jeremy Brendan Sears used fake social media profiles to coerce those teens in what authorities are calling the production of child pornography. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800 800- 800-708-4757 and get your free kit now.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We will start in Lexington Hills, southbound 17. An RV stalled out in the right lane. Tow trucks should be there now. If they're not, you may be seeing them anytime now. Traffic is still jammed. Now back to Bear Creek Road. 580 eastbound on the Altamont Pass. That accident at Grantline Road cleared a while back, actually. Traffic is still stop and go from North Flynn up to the 205 split. On the peninsula, northbound 101, you still got minor delays on the approach to 92 from Holly Street. Getting across the San Mateo Bridge on 92 eastbound, you have very little delays now, but keep in mind there is a high wind advisory in effect for the San Mateo Bridge. Northbound 880, you still got some slowdown from Whipple Road in Union City up to Paseo Grande in San Lorenzo. In the East Bay, eastbound 80 is finally clearing, only minor slowdowns right now from Powell Street up to about Ashby, and the Bay Bridge looks very good in both directions. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, a Buster Posey two-run homer is the difference over at AT&T Park, where the Giants lead the Atlanta Braves 2-1 in the sixth, A's up on the Yankees 4-1 in the fifth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Lots of sunshine, except for that fog along the coast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
And then for the afternoon, any plans that you do have, the weather looks beautiful. Low 60s to the mid 80s. Sunday is still going to be pleasant with just some changes. Increase in the cloud cover, decrease in the temperatures by a few degrees. Upper 50s to low 80s. The cool down will continue on Monday, upper 50s to mid 70s.
And the chance of light rain, maybe even drizzle Monday morning. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and 61 degrees in Concord. It's 58 in Napa, 62 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 59 in San Jose, 56 Oakland, 54 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John Lobertini. It is the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGO, live in the Bay, live and local and around the world at KGOradio.com. You can download our podcast on on iTunes or at KGORadio.com, or just go ahead and get the app in the App Store, which is fantastic. That way, wherever you KGO go, we go with
you. It's literally freaky. It'll start to creep you out. You're like, oh, my God, there's Drex and Heather again.
Plus, it's in stereo.
They're following me.
Yes, there they are.
Oh, my God, I can't shake them.
Hey, let's talk about this because everybody's talking about San Andreas. What's going on in the Bay? Well, Bottle Rock is in effect for this weekend. That's what everybody's, that's the big thing. That's the big do.
Yeah, who's tonight? I think it's Imagine Dragons.
And then San Andreas is also opening. So the rest of the country, maybe you might be watching that. But 7 days until the Entourage movie comes out. And on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen last night, he asked Kevin Dillon and Kevin Connolly from Entourage. They stopped by. And he asked them what drugs they've done, because obviously, if you've ever watched Entourage, well then.
H, ever done smack?
No.
Cocaine, sure.
Yeah. We've all been over the years, yes, you know, yeah. Whatever.
okay, no heroin. Meth? No.
No.
Ecstasy, I'm assuming.
Yes. At some point.
All right, so we'll say ecstasy.
Okay, so they they did a little bit of each. And then they were talking about how weird it was to have Gary Busey. I guess, talking about Gary. Well,
Gary Busey. I mean, Kanye West, you know, it's funny about Kanye is you watch him and you see him do these, you know, sort of crazy things around town. He could not have been a nicer, more professional, down-to-earth, humble, good dude when he was with us, right?
Like
weird. He was amazing. Gary Busey is a good guy. He's just a little nice, a little out there.
And that's what makes him Gary Busey. He's fun. Mm-hmm. I liked him on The Apprentice. I like him on everything. Okay, let's see here. So I wanted to talk about this, and this actually comes from France, but I have a personal experience with this, not me personally, but a friend who had something bad like this happen to them. So there's this bartender who has been convicted of manslaughter on Wednesday for serving 56 shots to a customer who died. The person died the next day, as
Good Lord.
Might imagine. The customer downed the alcohol in the establishment. And well, they had a record. They were keeping a record, and the record was 55 shots. So he was going for the record.
Oh, my God. They were making a game of this?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Right. And, you know, he proceeded to down the first 30 shots.
That is not funny.
In about 1 minute, ultimately drinking a liter of booze,
Jesus,
according to this report. And then following the drinking contest, this person's daughter escorted him home, but had to take the inebriated man to the hospital when he went into cardiac arrest. He died the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the bartender has been given a 4-month suspended sentence and banned from working at the bar for a year. And according to the BBC, it's a decision guided by emotion and the unconscious desire to set an example. We can't ask every customer who buys alcohol to present their medical certificates. But, you know, I read so much.
What?
You got off really light on this, pal.
Now, I have to, well, maybe we need to talk to a doctor. And if you're a doctor, feel free to call. This man could have had a heart attack the next day anyway. Am I right?
808-0810. I think there's a responsibility, but here's what I wanted to talk about. Look, you know, and this is like the neighborhood bar around the corner, or if you live in the Hicks in the woods, you know, where I lived for a long time, you could walk there, but I would go there, and I had a friend and a buddy who went there, and they would have these shot contests, and one guy, I don't know what the count was, but, you know, once you get above like 20, 30 or something, it's insane, and same thing, the guy died the next day.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know what the results were because...
Wait, were you there for the contest?
No, okay. Because my buddy went to this bar all the time. I've been there before.
Right, right.
But I knew these things went on. But, you know, here's my question. At what point, as a bartender, you have this incredible responsibility, you know, especially drinking and driving. But let's face it, you know what's going on. You know, I think that sometimes what happens in these situations is... the bartender is buddies with the person. He knows they're not going to drink and drive, and or they know they're going to walk home or somebody's going to take them home for sure. And so they feel free because they become friends, and it becomes this, you know, like a cheers mentality.
Sure,
that
sure.
It's okay to just pile
hey,
on,
that's
pile
what you
on,
came here
on.
For, is
yeah,
to drink.
Yeah, right. You know.
And give me
you're
tips.
You're at the watering station. Fill her up.
Yeah. Well, that's so interesting that happened in France, too, because I feel like that's more of an American phenomena of, like, party down, drink so much, party till you puke. And it's just so stupid and so irresponsible. And even if you don't cause, like, horrible mayhem by hurting yourself or hurting someone else, driving your car off the road, blah, 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 you might not remember what happened the next day, and you wake up with this huge hangover. What are you doing to yourself?
That's an underestimation. Yeah,
and I've
you'd
been
be
around people who are
days.
Like, woo-hoo, let's have another Jameson's. And I'm like, why? Because it's your birthday, and you want to feel like death day the next day? Like, what? I can't do the math here.
Right. What should be the cutoff? I mean, even if you're friends, you know they're not going to drink and drive, and... what is responsible and what is not responsible? I mean, your friends or you're just looking for the tips, the money? 808-0810.
I remember
it's just crazy. It just reminded me of the story of that my friend told me about this local bar we used to go to, and I was just totally freaked out. I'm like, yeah, this goes on in America. Yes, they do. They do have shot contests.
Yeah. I mean, in Europe, they seem to have such a, what do I want to say, more sensible approach. They'll actually let kids drink when they're younger, but it's at home and it's just wine with dinner, and that makes sense.
Well, or beer.
And they grow into much more responsible adults. And I remember being in, I guess it was Spain this one time, and we actually talked to somebody about sort of the drinking culture. And they said, yeah, we don't kind of understand what you guys are doing with that show us your boobs kind of stuff. And we think it's really embarrassing if someone drinks too much. Like, we're like, ew, you're kind of an idiot. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's great because it's the opposite here. Anyway.
And then, so we cross the pond and we go to the UK. And today from the Daily Mail, they put out this story that, you know, you can go ahead and get hammered on your weekend, even on a Sunday.
What?
And drinking alcohol, eating junk food, and smoking won't product. You know, it's not going to be a problem with productivity at work as long as you really get a good night's sleep.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Just don't stay out too late.
So this is.
So
like,
do your drinking during the day on Sunday. Which
this is the English and the Brits going at it again. Totally two different, you know, schools of thought here. I don't know.
The English and the Brits?
Oh, well, that's
you mean
forever.
America and England?
No, well, this comes from the Daily Mail, this story.
Right.
Yeah, here's your bad lesson for you. Drinking alcohol, eating junk food, and smoking won't affect your productivity at work as long as you get a good night's sleep. A new study found that sleeping less than 7 hours is the real productivity killer. And it's way worse than any other self-destructive things that might you, I don't know, that you may be doing.
That's interesting.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's really interesting because I do feel like we are a sleep-deprived nation and people think like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I hate those like, oh, I'm being macho kind of things because you really need to get sleep. A lot of people are staggering around crabby and sleep-deprived and that makes them worse drivers and unable to do their jobs. But I can't say that it's not as bad as
being hungover.
Right.
Yeah. No, that just sucks. The study came out of Cambridge in England, found drinking alcohol, eating junk food, and smoking won't have any effect on your productivity as long as you get a good night's sleep. They found the real productivity killer is sleeping less than 7 hours, regardless of what else you're doing. There's only one thing worse than how much you get done than being tired about stressing.
That's so funny.
And that's stressing out about money.
Oh,
that's,
really?
Yeah, that affects productivity.
I don't think they work very hard over there anyway.
Well, I guess
I
not
went
if
to
they're
London.
Doing 56 shots while he's dead.
That was France. I was in London for a week one time, and it just amazed me how, like, every pub was filled with people drinking by, like, 3-4 in the afternoon.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then they would close at 10:30.
They totally knock off of work. I mean, their 3 o'clock is our 4 o'clock. Like,
the first checked out
mentally, but checked out fully, like at the pub.
Right. The first time I went to London, I was amazed at the culture there, how different it is, because you're absolutely right. 3 or 4, well, is tea time, but it's also, you know, time to go hit the brews. Yes,
and it's clear that they're all young professionals, by the way. They're dressed. In fact, I was in a banking area, and yeah, everyone was dressed beautifully, and they're drinking all these pints.
And by the way, in Soho, there are clubs that are open late, but your average bar, your pub on the corner would close at 10:30, which I thought was interesting. 808-0810 is the number. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA10.
Planning for and transitioning into retirement is much more complicated and difficult today than it was 20 years ago. It's challenging, yes, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters program, airing here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. For nearly 2 decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region and, I'm happy to announce, is now on KGO. My co-host Pat McLean and I are both credentialed financial advisors who have been spending the past 20 years helping folks like yourself plan for and transition into retirement. Our firm, Hansen McLean Advisors, has helped thousands of individuals and families and would like to be assistance to you as well. We think you'll appreciate the way we tackle financial questions on the air with our practical, common-sense approach to investment planning. You'll find our show is not only informative, but also a little bit amusing and even a little irreverent to Wall Street. We look forward to being with you this Saturday at 4 p.m. right after Consumer News with Michael Finney. To learn more about the show, as well as Hansen McLean, simply visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Don't just get a price, get a no-brainer price. Hey, it's Sean O'Grand at the best-in-class Buick GMC dealer in the nation, Capital Buick GMC. And we just made car buying a whole lot easier. Check this out. When you buy any vehicle at Capital Buick GMC, any car, truck, or SUV, you can buy with confidence knowing you'll be getting our brand-new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource.
Now that makes me happy.
So be happy with a team of non-commissioned product specialists, no-brainer pricing right up front, and over 200 brand new Buicks and GMCs, all at Capital Buick GMC on the Capital Expressway in San Jose or online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com. Proud member of the Del Gran Dealer Group.
Get your no-brainer price right up front. And remember, no-brainer means no headaches.
Thank you.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed, affordable payment plans, delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Resh. Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right. Well, we were just talking about the French bartender convicted of manslaughter after a man drinks 56 shots in a shot competition and how irresponsible that is. And then we were talking about from the other side over in the UK, they were talking about, well, go ahead and get hammered and you eat all the junk food you want. It won't affect your productivity the next day as long as you get enough sleep. And to weigh in, we have some calls. We have time for
Stanley in Saratoga.
Stanley, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
What's going on, Stanley?
Not bad at all. I want to comment on the situation in France with the bartender who basically killed the guy, gave him too many shots.
Well, so he's trying to beat the record of 55, so he drank 56, but he's not here anymore. He's dead.
I realize that. Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. I have a friend of mine who's a bartender in downtown San Jose. There's actually a few of his customers already where they come in there and they just want to have multiple shots, and it gets to the point where the bartender has to say, are you still okay or do you basically need help? And, of course, the customer always say they want more, but the bartender has to cut off the point. And I can see from the bartender's point of view where it's, you know, basically where you say, do you want to keep on going or do you stop? And if it's a friend's point of view, you don't know when to say stop because you don't want to say, hey, you can't have too much, and have the friend say, oh, no, I'm okay, I'm completely fine, I can still do whatever. But in the back of the person's mind, you still know he's not okay.
Well, that's a good bartender because they have to know when to say when. That's enough. But I'm afraid the around the corner guys, and when you become friends with the bartender and that whole relationship buddy kind of thing, like, come on, you know I'm not driving, you know I'm walking home, or you know I've got a ride.
Exactly.
This is where this stuff goes down, and it's bad news when they don't cut them off. They don't realize the implications.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And I mean, I'm 26 right now, and a couple of years ago, I used to do that thing all the time. I'd go to the bar because I know the guy, and I'd have shots left and right, drinks left and right, and I only lived about two blocks away. So for me, it was basically walking home. But I mean, for anybody else, who knows what it could be? So I just would like to call it in and say the fact that from the bartender's point of view, they need to learn this to mean if you're a friend or not, you have to cut him off at a certain point just because. I mean, because as the guy in France where he lost his license and banned for a year, he's lucky that, I mean, and he was charged with manslaughter, but it could have been a way worse of a situation.
Oh, in the States, he probably would have went to jail. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
absolutely
believe that. Thank you very much. And then Heather and I were just comparing the good old days. I mean, when you think about the 20s and 30s and how fun day drinking was. Nighttime drinking, that's for amateurs. I mean, day drinking was a lot of fun. You know, of course, you weren't working then. Or when not working.
Well, but, when you weren't... bartending, you went to the bar and you'd sat in the window and watched the other students and people go by and like, hey,
well, it reminds me of the Brits.
We're
you were
drinking
talking about
and you're not.
3 o'clock, the young professionals forget tea time. That's,
yeah.
That's for the queens of the London.
Get there early, get a good seat.
Yeah. And by the way, tea time's a lot of fun. I must say, that's what they're doing, and they're doing the daytime drinking thing. I don't know, but those were the days. They're gone.
sunglasses on, order a Mai Tai, life is good.
Yeah, you can do it at Bottle Rock this weekend. At least the weather's going to be great in Napa, so get to it.
And all the wine is delicious, too.
I want to talk about Game of Thrones for a second. Are you a fan?
I haven't started yet.
No, see, I miss all of this, too. So it seems like there, I'll just tell you the story. So there's more than 200 rapes in the Game of Thrones books.
Good Lord.
And some people think it's excessive. It seems like there's, yeah, well,
I
don't watch the show, so I can't really qualify an opinion on this. But so the story goes today. It seems like there's an excessive amount of sexual violence on the Game of Thrones.
Huh.
And in the book, the series that it's based on, well, there is. A Tumblr site claims that there have been 50 rape acts on the show to date, while the book series has had 214 instances of rape so far. So there's been a little controversy about the depiction of rape on the Game of Thrones. But if you've actually read the books, well, you know it's full of rape. So the site estimates those are conservative numbers, by the way, and that it shouldn't be an excuse to just say, well, that's just what was happening in
medieval times.
Thank you, medieval times. I don't know what the hell my problem is here. But that's what author George R.R. Martin is doing. And a few weeks ago, he said, quote, look, here's the deal. My novels are epic fantasy, but they are inspired and grounded in history. Rape and sexual violence have been part of everyday war and everyday fighting forever, from the ancient Sumerians to our present day. So, you know.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking.
You
get no apology.
Is that this,
yeah.
A lot of it's en masse, so to speak.
Right, right. So I'm telling a story, and that's the way it was. Look back at history. It proves and plays itself out. All right, let's get to it. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up is on the way, and we will continue. What are you shaking your head now
Nothing.
For?
Oh, we have to do...
Oh, yeah, this
marriage
is fun.
Failure. Okay.
Well,
later.
You know what? We're going to flip it.
Okay.
We're going to flip it. That's on the way on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Coming up on KGOA 10.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear, too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Sempra Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Sempra Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Sempra Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch.
Hi. How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Join KGOA 10 for the 34th annual Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival, Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden.